Intervju Radija Študent.
Evo nas, nenapoveden intervju, ker smo na železniški postaji lovili Erika, oziroma Eve Lurin. So, hello Eric, what's up?
Hello, good to be here.
So back again after a year and something, right?
Yes. It's been almost exactly a year since...
Well, last time it was with Sangre de Muerdigo. Yes. And this is your second time here in Slovenia. And meanwhile, you just released a brand new album. And the first question is going to be just about... Tell me something about the new album.
Yeah, well, I recorded it earlier this year, and then I self-released it right before going on the road. And it's, I think got a bit of a nice musical arc to it. And it was good to kind of get it out and, you know, get some new material out there.
Mm-hmm. So far, you had like two albums, one split, if I'm right, right?
Yeah. I had a full-length on Venless Records in 2011 called Valleys of the Earth, and then a full-length split LP with Stevie Floyd from Dark Castle and Taurus. That was in 2013. And now this new one, Ash of Your Cares, is the name of the new album. Self-released with a Belief Mo doing the cassettes. Belief Mo is a record company in Eugene.
Cool. So how is... You just like half... way to the tour, if I'm right.
Yeah,
the first weeks or days,
it's been really great. It's been really cool. Played with a lot of different varieties of bands. Mm-hmm. You know, I played with some cool punk bands the first show in Gothenburg in Sweden, like, you know, Mittery for their release show, and every night has been very diversely different. Did a couple shows with Quellenthal and Nebelung in Germany, and yeah, I had a great time in Switzerland and in Austria last night too. So yeah, it's been a very diverse experience, and, you know, really good time.
So yeah, tonight you're playing at Metelko at the Info Shop.
Yes.
Are you hyped about it?
Yeah, I'm hyped about it. Sorry, that probably wasn't very level checked right there.
That's so good. No, but okay, so you're playing this show at the Info Shop, and then you play in Rijeka, and then again Velenje, back to Slovenia, Koper, and
yes,
then you're going to Italy. But the thing that's what is really funny for me, well, not funny but interesting, that also in the shows in the States, because you're coming from a metal background, you're sharing the stage with many metal or like more distorted bands.
Correct.
How does it work for you?
Well, I played in metal bands for years myself. I was in a sort of Slayer influence kind of metal band called Epidemic way mm-hmm. back in the day. We did a couple of metal albums for Metal Blade in the 90s. And then I had a band called Old Granddad that had all sorts of different heavy styles kind of mixed in it. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of who I am and my culture and stuff. And then I've done guest vocals on the Bellwitch albums in more recent times as well.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. On both of their full lengths, I did like a guest collaboration. So
okay,
it's kind of always been like part of you know, what I've been doing, and I think that there's a similar spirit maybe that runs mm-hmm. through Aerial Ruin, you know, from my metal past, even though it's obviously not metal.
But how come like you started this we can say like folk acoustic project? Like, what was the click that you say, okay, I'm gonna just be me and acoustic guitar?
Well, I think it was just, you know, achieving a lot of very out there mindsets through lifestyle choices kind of had me in some very spiritual sort of states of mind, and I wanted to do something that was very introvert and reflective, and I also like the way my voice sounds when I sing mm-hmm. very quietly. So it was just natural for me to start messing around with a four track, and then eventually get an acoustic guitar. And it's also really easy to organize long tours because I don't have to coordinate with anyone else, so it's kind of become my, you know, active thing, because that's very easy for me to be very active with it. And, you know, I was a big fan of, like, you know, the Syd Barrett solo albums, and mm-hmm. loved, like, you know, Mark Lanegan and, like, you know, his solo albums and stuff. So I think those were an influence on this project.
So these are, like, the influence from you coming, even though coming from a metal background, you still got into those folk singer-songwriters.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always liked melody and stuff, and I've always liked some of the more melodic aspects of certain metal bands, so...
Okay, so because we don't have that much time, I suggest that you play some of the songs, I guess, from your records, and well, then let's listen to it, and yeah, I'll be back when you're done with your songs.
Awesome.
Sweet, okay, here we go.
Here, I'm going to start with an older one here. transit few. I'm looking through you. Too far from the twist in the chain, the circle of pain you're led through. Dread screen diffused, a shackle unused, was dropped through a hole in the floor to melt in the core that you lose. In clues, a violet ruse was told us all of no harm, and murderous arms holding you. If I became you, but we never. Eyes of our cage would feign all the rage we fell through. If truth in this lie would black out the sky, surrender this time to nothing sublime. Crimson view, I'm looking through you, to fall from the twist in the chain, all that's deranged could be true.
seconds from
So that was the sneak peek what you're gonna get today at the info shop.
Sneak peek.
Nič hvala vsem za pozornost in še enkrat vabljeni ob 9. v info shopu. Thank you, Eric, so much for your time.
Thanks, Luka. Thanks.
Intervju Radia Student.